Let me say that we are quite elated and happy that President Barack Obama will be addressing Parliament on Saturday. And there are very great and high expectations from the Ghanaian public and members of Parliament about this address. We know due to time constraints, he might not be delivering a lengthy address. But we're expecting that even though the address will be one of brevity, we're expecting him to give us a statement that will give us the path to deepen and widen the frontiers of our democracy. We are expecting that he will extol the virtues of not just democratic practice in the world, but the achievement of Ghana in that region. We are also expecting that he will, in the statement, give us an idea as to the commitment of the United States of America towards supporting us in developing our democratic culture and practice. And therefore, once we had the Millennium Challenge account, which is the signature tune of the former President George Bush, we are expecting that President Barack Obama will also leave a legacy of some financial support to enable us not just deepen our democratic practice, but to extend and share our achievements with the rest of the African continent. We know Ghana is a shining star and a symbol of democracy in Africa, and we expect that the democratic achievement of Ghana will be meaningless unless it's linked up with the total democratic liberation of the African continent. So we are expecting President Barack Obama, the symbol of the current inspiration and hope of the future, to lead us in that direction.
How does he feel as a member of parliament to be addressed by the U.S. president, particularly his choice to address parliamentarians, and how far Ghana has come in embracing the tenets of democracy?
Well, we are very proud and happy to be the natural choice of America, which is being signaled by His Excellency President Barack Obama coming to address the Parliament of Ghana. We are aware that he expressed his desire and, in fact, insisted that he was going to deliver his speech on the floor of Parliament and nowhere else. And we are proud that we have been part of that leadership in trying to entrench democratic practice in the country.
In your estimation, what do you think is the significance of his choice and insistence on addressing Parliament?
Well, it is another first that Ghana has called. Ghana, throughout history, has always called the first in sub-Saharan Africa. We were the first to be independent. And if you recall, we were the first to even move to the House of Lords as a trader to argue and win a case in the House of Lords to win back our land, which were referred to as wasteland. And that was the Aborigines Rights Protection Society as far back as the 1940s. Now we have once again scored another first to have currently the leader of the Global Village to come to Ghana as the first nation to visit in sub-Saharan Africa. So we are really, really happy and anxious to receive him on Friday 9th to the great land of Dr. Osagyefo, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, the beacon of the African liberation movement, and in fact, the one that had a vision which is now being implemented by current African leaders to unite the continent of Africa, and in fact, remove poverty and squalor from our midst.
Looking at the choice of President Obama to address the Ghanaian parliament, there would be associated scrutiny of the work in parliament. From henceforth, how would you deal, how would parliamentarians deal with that scrutiny?
Well, we are ever ready and prepared to do so. In fact, the research has shown that we have cooperated together, both majority and minority, throughout this parliament, to about 90 to 95% of the business that has come to the House. We are also part of the national movement to review and revise our 1992 constitution to strengthen the institution of parliament, be able to exercise effective oversight and to scrutinize the actions and inactions of the executive. But we ourselves are ever prepared to support the constitutional commission, particularly the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, the Serious Fraud Office, and National Security, to keep an eye on the workings of Parliament and keep us accountable to the people. So we hope and pray that part of His Excellency's speech will give an indication as to how we should commit ourselves and have faith in multi-party democracy and not any other system of governance. And we are expecting that the few doubting Thomases will be convinced and will pledge and commit their efforts and energies towards building a better Ghana.